السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون ان لوگوں کی مثال جنہوں نے اللہ کو چھوڑ کر
حضور says the translation of this verse is that those people who have taken other partners with Allah, their example is like the spider who has made a house, and certainly the house of the spider is the most weakest. Only if these people knew that. This verse is from Surah Al-Ankabut, and as it is clear from the subject, Allah Almighty in this verse has mentioned about those unfortunate people, those who leave the door of Allah and try to seek the doors of other people. They abandon the friendship of Allah and try to acquire the friendship of others other than Allah. And the apparent and the visible benefit, looking at that, they ignore the real and the permanent benefits. They look at the glamour of the world and forget the effort to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, which is eternal. In order to please the worldly people, they forget the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Instead of taking Allah Almighty, their friend, they try to get the other than those who are other than Allah as their friends. Instead of coming into the strong citadel and fort of Allah, they consider the net of the spider as their place of protection. Allah Almighty, before these a verse has mentioned about the people of Aad and Samud, and then about Karun and Firaun, Pharaoh and Haman, they are mentioned. And if we go a few verses back, the people of Lot are also mentioned. And then the end of all these people has been mentioned there, because they forgot Allah, and the worldly gain became their objective. Some nations and some the wealth of the people, and if the high-rise palaces are those places of protection built on the top of mountains, all these things, they could not protect them against the decree and the verdict of Allah. Allah Almighty, with this reference, has mentioned the subject in many places, that how these nations, they got destroyed, because instead of taking Allah Almighty their protection, they depended on the temporary types of protection. Referring to these nations, Allah Almighty has also warned us and explained the subject to us, that it's not enough only to have the belief, but it is necessary that we should take Allah Almighty as our friend. And in order to come under His protection, and in order to, we have the duty to discharge our obligation as for being His friend. As in the past, the honor of Haman or the strength of his government could not save him, so it won't be able to save in future either. If the wealth of Karun and the wealth that he possessed in the past, if it could not protect him or anyone who was related to him or had connection with him, so in the same way, the wealth and the property or the belongings of anyone, they would not be able to protect against the wrath of Allah Almighty, against the grip of Allah Almighty, of those people who go against the will of God. The wealth of Karun, it was not able to satiate the hunger of the people, or satisfy the hunger of the people before, nor the Pharaoh was of any avail to the people in the past. So that by coming under his subjugation, they would be protected from the enemy attacks of the enemy. But he was not of any use at all. So all these places of protection which the people take, they do not have carry any importance more than the web of the spider. Today as well, the world, they are looking at the wealth of the rich people, and people are they say with great anguish that we wish that we should also be having that. And as if they are wealthy people, we should also be wealthy like that. Or they are just praising the rich people. And the poor governments also, they praise such wealthy governments in order to get help from them. And in order to come under the shade and the protection of these governments, because considering that our progress depends, is linked with that, they are praising them. And sometimes they praise because they consider that our existence and sustenance depends, is linked with that. And therefore, sometimes the national interest, these selfish leaders, they actually give the sacrifice of those. And they just ignore that. Their own national interests are ignored. And these are the things which are now come to the knowledge once these government secrets, they have been made public now. And some leaders of such governments, they have actually put their governments, they have sold the interest of the government. Although they have quite a good amount of wealth themselves. Because these people do not have their firm belief in Allah Almighty. Therefore, they are looking for some support for the protection of their government. But Allah Almighty says that neither the wealth of Qarun was of any avail to him, nor the might of Pharaoh was of any use to him. When the decree of Allah comes into play, then there is nobody who can avert that. This mention which Allah Almighty has safeguarded in the Holy Quran, has preserved in the Holy Quran, this is not simply to tell us these historical facts, but actually these are for the increase of the faith of a believer and to draw their attention to their conditions and to improve that. For example, in relation to Qarun, after mentioning his account, then regarding his end, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضَ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. So we destroyed his house and himself, and there was no companion of him who could help him against Allah Almighty, and he could not save himself through any means or any attempt. So against God Almighty, neither the wealth was of any use, nor the strength of their people was of any use. And moreover, this never ever is of any use against the will of against the decree of Allah. And the people, when they are looking for this help of the support of these people and make up their friendship and relationship with these people, and sometime they establish this relationship to that degree, and they depend on those, that many people, they forget Allah Almighty at all. Last year, the worldly rich people, rich countries in the world, and this financial crisis, which the jolt came to all these people, which is known as the credit crunch, this term is very popular. So as a result of that credit crunch, these people and these nations have not actually, they have come out of it. The nations have not come out of this impact of this credit crunch, this situation. Rather, the impact and the influence of that is still to be noticed. It is being said nowadays that there are steps being taken towards the consolidation of the financial situation, but certainly the unemployment and loss in their investment, and always every now and then some people are redundant and thrown out of the job. For the investment, there is always clouds of danger upon their head. And similarly, the support of power, some people believe that they are under the protection of the power of Pharaoh, and they can take protection under that. Allah Almighty has given the example of Pharaoh regarding the strength of a person. But when the time of his end came, then his government, not mentioning that one, his power and his domain was not saved, because he was claiming to be God, and this tall claim which he made could not save him. And while on one side this was the tall claim for him, لَعَلِّي أَتَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَىٰ وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. His claim was that you build up a palace for me so that I can peep upon the Lord of Moses. And where is he? And I'm sure that he is absolutely liar. So when he was captured by the wrath of Allah, in the grip of Allah, then he was ready to believe in the Lord of Bani Israel. And Allah Almighty has recorded this thing in saying, إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That when he was about to be drowned and that calamity came, then he said, I now believe in that besides which there is no other worthy of worship and which has been believed by the children of Israel, and I am among those people who fully submit. So while on one side this he was boasting that I am going to peep from the top of the palace and to see where is the God of Moses. And on the other side, that situation was there that when he saw the death in front of him, that now I am ready to believe in the God of Israelites. And that nation which was in the sight of Moses, which was considered to be very lowly people and very ordinary people, workers were there. Working class people were there. And he is giving a reference to the God of those people. If he had referred to the God of Moses, then he would have known that he was considered to be respectful, because Moses also got his early look after in his house. And so therefore, this is the scenario of the worldly supports which Allah Almighty has depicted in the Holy Quran. And today as well, Allah Almighty has, this is exactly the condition of the worldly supports today. But still these worldly people do not really appreciate that point. No mention of any worldly power. If a person has got a relationship with a relative of a member of parliament, he starts considering other people as very lowly people, and particularly in the developing countries, the poor countries as they are called, they are not really developing countries but poor countries. In these countries this sort of disease is very common, and particularly in Pakistan this is at its highest point. And because of this link that which they have with such people, and sometimes injustice is done through the administration, and those people who do these acts of misdeeds, they do not remember that actually it's Allah Almighty who is the source of all might and power. And when Allah's decree starts making decisions about matters, then all the big pharaohs, they are destroyed and they are humiliated. So just by pronouncing the name of Allah Almighty, the fear of Allah and faith is not there in the hearts of people. Those who have the fear of Allah Almighty, they will only be called such when they have the fear of Allah, even if when they get the power and fulfill all the requirements of justice. Otherwise, all these things will be just the verbal statements that they have the fear of Allah. Those people who in the name of Allah, then they go to the heights of injustice and aggression and oppression, then actually they do not have any belief whatsoever upon the might of Allah Almighty. Just ceremonially, under the influence of the society, they utter the name of God. Such people, they are living in those houses which are the houses of the spider, which is the web of the spider, which just a strong wind, when it comes, it can blow it away. Actually, their real faith is in their wealth, in their connections, in their relationship, in their power, and their party, and their flock, and the relationship with the mighty powers. That is, they consider to be the main source of their power. And they do not know that the big powers, that when they achieve their objectives, then they just turn away their faces and turn back to those people. And the one which who is loyal, that is only Allah Almighty. So therefore, the Muslims in particular, Allah Almighty has pointed out this point again and again, and has drawn their attention that they should have the fear of Allah Almighty in their hearts. They should create the real fear of Allah Almighty and take God Almighty as your real protective shield. And always remember that the one which is everlasting and having all the power, that is the being of Allah Almighty. So therefore, always take him as the means of your protection, to utilize the means and to have the connections and to benefit from these connections. No doubt it is permissible and it is also necessary, because these means are also provided by Allah Almighty. And the social relationship between people, and to establish those and to fulfill that, and to seek the help of others and to give help to other people, these are, all these things are such which are according to the principles made by Allah Almighty, and to live the life like that, these are very essential for the survival of the society. But this very thought should never be in the mind of a believer, and it should never be in the mind of a believer, that that these means and these links, they are all what we need. Actually, the one which gives us the real support, that is Allah Almighty, and we should always be thinking about that. If Allah's support is not there, Allah's succor is not there, then these means and links, they do not avail an iota of it. Allah Almighty has, in the very first chapter of the Holy Quran, has told a believer about his status and how one should get it through a certain prayer. A prayer, and the prayer has been taught, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that we worship Allah Almighty alone, and we want to do so, and we are seeking also the help from Allah Almighty. He is the one who can enable us to worship, and He is the one who can fulfill all our requirements and provide that. So this importance of this prayer is so much that in all the five daily prayers, in the farz obligatory prayers and the sunnah, it is essential, and also in nawafil it is essential and imperative to read and recite this prayer, so that we should always be reminded that worship, if we have to do it sincerely and honestly, that is with the help of Allah Almighty. And if the help is to be sought, that is to be sought from Allah Almighty. Whenever we have a need, have a desire, and in order to accomplish any effort that we do, the first sight should always go towards Allah Almighty. And then we should go to the means created by Him. And with the help of those means, then along with that, we should also hold fast this principle that actually the giver is Allah Almighty, and the one who is going to bless these efforts and these links, that is through Allah Almighty alone. If somebody turns away from this principle, and he then actually closes that door of success upon him, which Allah Almighty has created. And as such, and in this way, he simply goes to his destruction and nothing more. And eventually, this physical and spiritual downfall is the final end. For a believer, the spirituality and righteousness is very important. Allah Almighty has given the example of the web of the spider. He has also explained that that it's not enough to simply profess your belief by your words through your tongue, and just to have the garb of religion, that is not enough. You cannot have the means of your salvation through that. But actually, the salvation depends upon the blessing of Allah Almighty and also upon acting the commandments of Allah Almighty and also by creating that spirit for which Allah Almighty has introduced the religion, has sent the religion. And the principle, the basic principle of religion is that relationship with Allah Almighty should be fostered. And when this is the objective, then an honest person, it is his duty that he should be in search of God, search of Allah. And particularly, Allah Almighty has mentioned this thing in the Holy Quran that you should take steps toward me, towards me, and also act upon those things which Allah Almighty has made it compulsory for a believer to follow. And for this very purpose, prophets are sent. And this is the job done by the beloveds of Allah, the chosen people of Allah, and all the other reformers, they do the same job. And this was exactly the purpose for the advent of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is exactly the purpose, his purpose. And he says, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty has sent me to this world for this purpose, that so that with modesty and with character and with meekness, I should be attracting the people to the guidance of Allah Almighty. And that light which has been given to me, in the light of that, I should be able to put them on the right path. And then he says that I have been sent for this very purpose, that so that I should strengthen the faith of the people and the existence of God should be explained to the people, because the condition of the faith of all the people is actually very weak, and the life to come is considered to be a fanciful thought, and everybody through its practical behavior is showing that as he has the faith on this world and its glamour, and as he depends on the means, worldly means, that sort of dependence and reliance is not upon Allah and upon the life to come. They say many things from their tongue, but actually the worldly things has dominated upon their heart. So I have been sent so that I should establish the truth, so that the time of the righteousness and should be come again, and there should be light of faith in the hearts. So despite that the teaching of the Holy Quran is intact in its pure and original form until today, but in the hearts, the real impact of that is no more to be seen in the hearts. And as Allah Almighty's tradition is goes, at such a time when people forget Allah Almighty, and leaving us the God Almighty alone, they start depending upon God Almighty, then Allah Almighty sends His chosen people so that the glory of Allah Almighty should be re-established. As I said, Allah Almighty, He has mentioned the narrations of the old nations, so that for this very purpose, that we should be warned from their account, and we should not ever, never ever forget the purpose of our creation. And the purpose of creation is to worship Allah Almighty alone. And secondly, this also carries a meaning of prophecy in it. These things which have been mentioned, these narrations, they are the examples of the in a prophetic way, that in future a similar situation could occur, whether it may be concerning the Muslims. And today the world, the condition of the world tells that it is 100% true that by forgetting Allah Almighty, not to speak of the non-Muslims, even the Muslims, they have started depending, and their effort and their desire and their interest is always towards gaining the worldly means and things. So the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is for this very purpose, that this Quranic teaching should be applied to the world today, which some 1500 years ago was established through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this teaching, the relationship between man and God was established in such way that apart from the worship, Allah Almighty, in order to do discharge the justice toward the responsibilities towards God, according to the standards, and in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, it should be discharged for this very purpose. And a mu'min, in order to discharge his responsibilities and the dues of other people, they were ready to give their own things to other people for their benefit, so that they could get the pleasure and the blessings of Allah Almighty, so that I may become closer to God Almighty, and Allah Almighty may help me. Allah Almighty could be my protector whenever the time becomes very difficult for me. What was that beautiful society, an atmosphere which was established through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his spiritual power that was established in that purely and solely for the sake of Allah Almighty was taken as their protection. And their objective was nothing more except the pleasure of Allah Almighty. A mu'min companion of the Holy Prophet, he puts a price on his commodity, and the other one says that you have put the price less than what it should be. In the market, in the city, the price is higher. The seller says that I have brought it from the village, and there the price is that. So I am going to sell it at that price. I don't want to take extra money or extra profit. And by doing so, I don't want to close the doors of Allah upon me. And the other one says that I do not want to give you less price, and I don't want to close the doors of the blessings of Allah Almighty upon me. And this dialogue between the two, which was going on, and it became like a argumentation between them, and none of the two was willing to accept the point, and they were not willing that why I should be going out of the protection of the Allah Almighty for petty worldly benefits. So this was actually the society for the establishment of which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And now, the Ahmadis, they also have to analyze themselves. And they have to evaluate that are we playing the role that we are supposed to play in order to establish this type of society, this type of atmosphere? Do we have the desire to become, to make Allah Almighty our friend? Or are we giving preference to the worldly gains and the links, and we are making these things as our friends? Unless each and every action of us is for Allah Almighty, and we do not sever our link with those which are other than Allah, and we do not completely leave over any hope with that, we cannot be counted as the true believers. If the attainment of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, if we apply that thing upon us in full, if we don't so, then we are trying to seek protection in those houses which are the houses of spider. And also, although we are included among those who claim to have the faith, but we are not actually, will not be then taking Allah Almighty as our protective shield. So if we take Allah Almighty as our protector, that would be truly in that case when every action and every statement of us and every lifestyle of us would be entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty and His pleasure. Yeah. And we will have the link with Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty would become the center of all our loves and a relationship with that we have. And we will not be those who will be just listening to the accounts of the walis and the peers, the saints, but rather we will be taking our own spirituality to that level where each and every action that we perform, that would be entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty. And we will have such a relationship with Allah Almighty. That is why Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has advised the members of his community that you should become wali yourself and you should not be worshipping the walis. Your relationship with Allah Almighty should not be for this purpose that you have to request them to pray. Or you just catch hold of someone and always follow him because his prayers are accepted. And that becomes like an innovation. And you yourself do not pray at all. And you do not offer the prayer. And you just say that we have a relationship with such a and such saint. And that is good enough for us. This spiritual condition of anyone is known to Allah Almighty. But this point is quite clear. And it should be very clear that religious people, if they consider themselves to be the friends of Allah and then they say to the people that I will pray and your job will be done, and he does not advise the people to establish their own relationship with Allah Almighty, they also have an element of arrogance in them. These people who are giving these charms and other things, which is very popular, common thing in the Muslims, they are all those who are creating innovations in religion. So instead of depending upon such people, the job of a mu'min, true believer, is that he should have his own relationship with Allah Almighty in his own right, that he should become the friends of Allah. And he should not be going to request anybody to pray that only his prayer is accepted. And nor in his own self, in his own person, he should have this pride that as if he has got a very good standing with Allah Almighty. Actually, the true wali is that person who has got the modesty and humility in him. Humbleness is there. And in Jamaat Ahmadiyya, each and every member should understand this point, that the true wali is that who has got a close relationship with the Khilafat. In the Jamaat, there are many people who are full of prayer and they have a relationship with Allah Almighty. Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raje ki, his own autobiography is there. But despite the fact that he had a very special relationship with Allah Almighty, and there are innumerable examples of his acceptance of prayer, but they always asked the person who came to him requesting him to pray that you have your own relationship with the Khalifa of the time and request the Khalifa to pray for him and also pray for yourself. So this is really the spirit of wilayat, being the friend of Allah, which increases the modesty and humbleness in a person. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has advised all the members of the Jamaat to become a wali like that, that your real dependence should be upon Allah Almighty. Not this much, that whenever there is a moment of anxiety, then you run after the peers and their places, and which is very common in Muslims nowadays. And Allah Almighty has the blessing, and Allah Almighty should always remain protected from these innovations. To request for prayer is not prohibited. A mu'min can ask another mu'min to pray, and one should also pray for other people, and one should request prayers from other people. But along with that, they themselves should be fully mindful of the responsibility of praying themselves. As I said, not only at the time of anxiety and difficulty, but in ordinary circumstances, they should get into the habit of prayer, that they should be able to discharge the full right of their being friend of Allah Almighty. When this condition will be there, only then it can be said that a person has not, instead of seeking protection here and there, he has actually sought to seek the protection with Allah Almighty. in order to further explain this point, that why the protection of Allah should be sought, and all other means should be considered as good for nothing besides Allah. Allah Almighty has given, has mentioned in one place in the Holy Quran, "Kulla ghair Allah attakhizu waliyan fatiris samawati wal ardh wa huwa yutimu wa la yutam kul innu umirtu an akuna awwala man aslama wa la takuna min al mushrikeen." You say that should I take a friend besides Allah? The Allah, who is the one who has created the heaven and the earth, He feeds other people, but He is not fed. And you say that I have been commanded that anyone who has submitted, I should be the first and foremost of everyone, and I should not be among those people who set up partners with Allah. So the master of the Lord of the universe is Allah Almighty. So what a great folly it is that the one who is the master, people leave him and they ask upon the creation of Allah Almighty for help. They are seeking their help. Allah Almighty is the one who has created the heaven and the earth. He is the one who has created them. He is the maker. And everything in that has been created by Allah. So the one who is the creator, the one who is the owner, proprietor, if people leave him and go into the lap of those other than Allah, besides Allah, then this is utmost foolish thing. And Allah Almighty has created the things, He has not left it alone. But the pleasure of Allah Almighty, which is for the food which is needed for that, Allah Almighty has also provided for that. So when the sustenance of this life, the means of that has been given by Allah Almighty, so in that case, the wealth of other people or the influence of other people turning to that one, that is absolutely foolish. Those people to whom the people go, they are also the creation of Allah Almighty. They are depending upon Allah. And the one who is dependent upon Allah and he is getting everything from Allah Almighty, and instead of giving to that, if people start begging from that and asking from such people and not asking from Allah Almighty, it will be absolutely foolish. So when you go to, and the Allah Almighty who has provided to everyone, He is telling you that you come to Me, I will fulfill your requirement. And He also says that Allah, nobody feeds Allah Almighty. He is the absolute owner and the proprietor, and His creation cannot give Him anything back. And secondly, He is not in need of having food. His sustenance is not through these worldly supports and means. He is not in need of any food or dress or any other requirements of human nature. So these physical requirements, these are for the human beings, not for God. And the one who is not in need of these things, and who is the fountainhead of providing all the means and resources, if people leave them, how is it possible for a believer that one should leave that God and go to seek help from others? So in order to come under the protection of such Allah Almighty is should be the real objective of a mu'min and a believer. Every mu'min should understand this point very well, that worshipping such God is the objective of my life, is my goal. And before this God, I have to submit and present my requirements and my needs. And this is how a mu'min should behave. So total obedience to such God, there is no other way which a mu'min can follow. And when those people who are such people, these are actually called the true friends of Allah. And then on top of that, they are awliya and the prophets on top of that. And when they achieve this objective, In order to be steadfast on this position, acquiring this position and then being steadfast on that, Allah Almighty, with reference to Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam, has taught us one prayer. Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam prayed in this way, Fatir as-samawati wal-arzi, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhira, tawaffani muslimam, wa-alhikni bisalihin. That Allah Almighty, who is the creator of heaven and earth, you are my friend in this life, so you cause me to die when I am in a state of submission and enter me into the category of the righteous people. The friends of Allah, the state of affluence or the adversity, they never ever become the cause of their forgetting Allah Almighty. They always remember Allah Almighty, whatever the condition may be. And in order to have this position permanently, they are, because everything they have to get from Allah, every help they have to get from Allah Almighty, they always pray in this wording which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And this mention of this prayer is for this purpose, that in order to get the relationship with Allah Almighty for our spiritual advancement and to increase that relationship with Allah Almighty, we should also be making use of this prayer and pray in this wording. For the worldly gains and successes, these things should not take us away from Allah Almighty. And the difficulties and trials, such periods, should not take us away from our attachment from Allah Almighty. In every situation, whatever it may be, we should always be submissive, and in that state we should be passing away from this world. And we should be counted among those people who are righteous and salihin, those who are the friends of Allah. Allah Almighty has also taught us this method of prayer, that how you have to pray that in order to become wali, how you have to strive for that, and how can you become closer to Allah Almighty. When Allah Almighty listens to your prayers, to your supplications, and then blesses you with his nearness. Regarding that, in Surah Taha, Allah Almighty mentioning this thing, that the means of the worldly life which have been given to the people of the world, when you look at that, you should not have the greed of these worldly things. This is a temporary provision. And you try to seek that provision from Allah Almighty which is everlasting, and try to become the wali, friend of Allah. And because of these worldly greed, you should not have any friendship with the worldly people, nor you turn to such wealth in such a way that you forget Allah Almighty. Always remember that these worldly wealth which you are seeing today, the end of that is not good. We see even today, Huzur says, that this is the greed of the worldly wealth which has actually created the world into two blocks. And there was the states of Russia, they broke away, and now the same thinking is coming up again, same sort of thinking. The blocks are being made. Pakistan, Afghanistan, they are trying to establish peace there by the big powers. It is not actually a favor from them. Actually, in order to support their own dominance and also to use the resources of the neighboring country, they are doing it. And the world will see that eventually this will be the result that will come out of the situation. So this situation, these conditions of the world, this is a lot of disturbance going on. The end of that looks to be very horrible. And for this, the Ahmadis should also pray very hard. The Muslims have been advised that you and their wealth and the present condition, you look, don't look at that. Your success lies with your link with Allah Almighty, and the method of that is that Allah Almighty says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. You admonish your family members for the prayer, and you always be steadfast on that. We don't ask any provision from you, we provide the provision to you. And the good end is of those who are righteous people. In order to increase your spiritual condition and have your relationship with Allah Almighty, you have to pay attention to the offering of the prayer and also admonish strongly to your family members. This is the instruction of Allah. And as the provision has been mentioned before that, here once again, the same subject has been mentioned, that the real provision is from Allah Almighty. It comes from Allah. A moment when they turn to worship, then these people, when Allah Almighty gives him the physical provision, in spiritual provision he also goes on increasing. And his link with Allah Almighty goes stronger and stronger. And he has the quality of contentment. Instead of looking at the wealth of other people, he always looks upon towards Allah Almighty. Because that whenever this condition will be there, that will result in the increase of righteousness. And Allah Almighty then becomes the custodian and guardian of all those people who are righteous, and provides him in such ways which are unimaginable. He is always under the, they are always under the protection of Allah Almighty, and they do not care an iota regarding the wealth and the power of other people. Allah Almighty may make it so that we and our progenies, they are all enabled to establish a special link with Allah Almighty for this very purpose. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also taught us a prayer which is mentioned in Hadith. Hazrat Hasan bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they state that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me certain words of prayer that I should be saying those in witr, and those wording is that, O my Allah, include me among those people and guide me which are have been guided by you, and include me among those people who are given the health by you, and include me in those people and who are looked after by you, and whatever you have given to me, and bless that one, and whatever you have destined for me, keep me protected from the harm. And you are the one who decides, and nothing can take a decision against you. And the one who you become the friend of that person, he never is disgraced. You, Allah Almighty, you are the most high, most glorious. In Sunan Tirmizi, in Kitab al-Salat, this prayer is mentioned. We should be regular in offering this prayer. Hazrat Masih Maud says that, I pray very hard that all of my members of my community should be such people, those who have the fear of Allah, those who observe Salat, and they get up in the night and fall on the earth, and they cry and weep before Allah Almighty, and they are not miser, and they are not ignorant and unmindful people. They are not like the worms of the people world. And Allah Almighty wants to make this people a such a nation, the example of which should be a reminder for other people towards Allah Almighty. Those who are on the first rank in the piety and nobility, and those who have really given preference to religious matters upon the worldly things, may it be so that we are always acting upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. And Allah Almighty, we are always seeking protection in Allah Almighty. We are away from the worldly greeds and attractions. We are always discharging the responsibilities towards other, and we should be counted the best people in this category. And the prayers of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, we become the recipient of all these prayers. And we are always taking our steps towards becoming the friend of Allah. Huzur says that, I would like to clarify this thing. Previously, I used to get a few letters, but the rich people, they have started writing to me, and they have spread out this thing with my reference. that the in the swine flu which the government has started, I mean, I have not asked anybody, I have not stopped anybody to not to go for it. If the it is said to the men and women and children, I have not stopped anybody from having this injection against swine flu. So I think somebody has spread this rumor, and one should try to avoid and be protected from these rumors. I have never done like, I have not said like this.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر